Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight I'll see my love tonight. And for us stars will stop where they are.
Magnificent Tonight by Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim from one of the great musicals West Side Story. And there's some exciting news, you know. This magnificent smash hit stage show will return to the Handa Opera on Sydney Harbour Stage for a four-week season from March 22. And on the line is arguably Australia's biggest name in musical theatre, Guy Simpson. He's musical director for this production. G'day, Guy.
Hey there. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Gee, this must be a stressful time for you, just weeks out.
Well, it just got a bit more stressful with that intro there. Biggest name. I'm not quite sure who wrote that. But
yeah. So, well, come on, mate. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I started out as a piano, classical piano student, did my degree here in Sydney, and quite late in my career, in my degree, I got sidetracked into doing musicals and kind of left the classical training behind for a while and went down this path of doing musicals. And, you know, one thing leads to another and sliding doors open. And
So what are the highlights of this sliding doors open? What's the highlights you've had?
I guess I returned. I took a year out in 1985 and went overseas, and I came back. And the landscape had changed. There was a musical on called Cats on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone has their varying opinions about the musical Cats. But to me, it was just the quality was so high and the music was so infectious. And I joined Cats as the assistant musical director, then took over as the musical director. And from then on, doors just opened to all the big shows. I was fortunate to conduct all the classic big shows of the 90s.
Yeah. I got here. You were in the 60th anniversary production of My Fair Lady, directed by Dame Julie Andrews. We spoke to Mark Vincent recently, and he said she was a pleasure to work with, just a joy.
Oh. A legend. I mean, really. I mean, when I was asked to do that, I thought, what? I'm working alongside Mary Poppins. This is and Maria von Trapp. it was an opportunity. I just loved it. She is just lovely and so generous and so real and ordinary. And she just became part of our team, creating this, you know, magnificent production of My Fair Lady for Opera Australia.
Now, what are some of the challenges you face with the Handa Opera on Sydney Harbour? Because it's different, isn't it?
It is different. The orchestra is underneath the stage.
Yep.
So we sit just above the water. Obviously, there's a floor and our ceiling, yeah, our ceiling is the stage floor.
Yeah.
So we're under the stage and, of course, the challenges mainly are visual. I can't see the cast and they can't see me except for on a screen, on a monitor. And there's a little bit of a delay, you know, those screens, there's always a kind of a bit of a delay. And it's hard to see this fellow waving his arms about on a TV monitor at the back of the auditorium. Well, not auditorium, at the back of the grandstand seating because, you know, all the seating is outdoors.
So you'd be in a permanent sweat.
Well, yeah, I do rely on them really listening, really connecting with me by listening to the orchestra. And I listen to them and we collaborate and we work it out. Yeah, it's challenging, but it kind of works.
Because you first did West Side Story back in 2019. What made Opera Australia revisit the production now, 2024?
Because it's an incredible score. I mean, the score is incredible. And the story is timeless.
Come on, tell us about the story.
The story,
for anyone who doesn't know.
Well, it's a retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story, I guess, in loosely. It's full of, it's set over 48 hours, but the whole evening is, the story is 48 hours, and it's about a girl and a guy falling in love from different racial groups.
Yeah.
And it's all downhill from there.
So what are the highlights for you in the whole story, Guy?
The highlights, well, for me, obviously, the music is the highlight. I mean, I love the score so much. The score's a real hybrid of jazz and classical and Broadway. It's the most incredible dance music I've ever heard. The dance music was written alongside the choreography. You know, those guys, Jerome Robbins and Leonard Bernstein, were writing together. You know, I heard a story that just last week, actually, from our choreographer, saying that Jerome Robbins, the choreographer, would stand next to Bernstein and say, I need a bar here. I need another two bars there.
So,
I mean, that sort of collaboration, it's incredible.
Tell us about the cast.
The cast, well, they're all so young.
Yes, right. Yes.
Which is amazing. It makes me feel older and older and older. But, no, they're terrific. I mean, we've got a young soprano called Nina Corbet who will knock you out. I mean, I've rarely heard a voice like this on a young Australian performer. She is something else. And she's playing Maria, obviously. And the guy playing Tony is a young fella called Billy Bouchier, who I've just been working with on Miss Saigon, actually. He was in the cast of Miss Saigon. And he doesn't know, well, he might know this. I sort of saw him months ago thinking, oh, this guy could be a Tony for us. And sure enough, he auditioned and he got the role.
And I hear there's fireworks as well.
Yes, I think we're not allowed to say exactly where they come, but every year at Hand of Opera on the Harbour, there are fireworks, and we choose a moment, an exciting moment, to explode the fireworks.
What do you reckon makes it so successful, mate?
I've been thinking about it for a while. I think it's a night out. It's an event. The whole thing, you arrive down this beautiful pathway in the botanical gardens into a themed outdoor area with bars and restaurants and the seating, of course, and there's a show. And, of course, the show is my thing. That's, to me, of course, the important thing. But the rest of it is very important too. You can have a really chill time, have a few drinks or just a chat, meet friends. There's a long interval. I think it's a 40-minute interval so that you can relax, and you know what I'm saying? It's not just a show, it's more of an event.
It all begins March 22. Musical director Guy Simpson, thanks so much for telling us about it tonight.
You're very welcome.
God bless you, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. saying, Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard.